going on?
Violence has broken out in the Central African Republic of Rwanda.
The heroism of a Catholic priest who saved the lives of hundreds of Tutsis during the 1994 Rwandan genocide is the inspiration for the film Shooting Dogs. The film was based on an idea by David Beltson, a journalist who travelled to Rwanda in 1994 to cover the genocide for the BBC. The movie is based on the true events at a school, which was also the designated base for the UN troops. The school became a haven for thousands of Tutsis fleeing from the genocide. The film's main theme is very much about how the Tutsis were abandoned to their own fate. Beltson, who also produced the film, says he wanted to alert audiences to what he sees as a failure of conscience on the part of Westerners dealing with Rwanda specifically, and Africa in general.
I don't think we play fair, and I think that was something that I wanted to highlight. I think also there was a second message. What do you do? What can you do when you are in a place like that to make a difference? Is it possible to make a difference to people's lives?
The film ends with a Catholic priest and a young English teacher having to choose whether to stay behind at the school where the Tutsis are about to be massacred or whether to flee to safety. Beltson drew inspiration for the priest from the courage and faith of a Bosnian priest he met in Rwanda.
He was one of the very few priests that stayed in Rwanda throughout the genocide, and he protected us when we were traveling around the southern part of Rwanda. He was a remarkable man. He was one of those turbulent priests. He wasn't afraid of anybody or anything, and he was inspiring to be around. And it was only as we were leaving his church and heading off back down to Burundi that we realized that his aid convoy, which he had been delivering food into various camps from Burundi into Rwanda twice a week, was in fact a means of him to secrete Tutsis out of the country. He would put them in a metal box underneath the lorry, and by that way he was ferrying out hundreds of Tutsis a month.
If you do not come, you will die. It's very simple.
They're only taking the whites.
Between April and June 1994, an estimated 800,000 Rwandans were killed in the space of 100 days. Throughout the crisis, the Rwandans were largely left on their own by the international community. I'm Melanie Rodier.